Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Everett Jets FC podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Enyard. And today I have Will DeSantis on the show, goalkeeper for Everett Jets. How's it going, Will?
Good. How about you, Brandon?
It's going good. It is a... I can't believe we're already a week and a half into May, and it feels like the regular season is right around the corner for the Jets and for the EPLY in general. So I'm just kind of excited right now.
Yeah, no, I feel that too. It's crazy how quick it's gone, almost through preseason. So it'll be fun even going in a regular season.
Now, before we get to all the stuff that's happened so far in the preseason and what you've taken away from it so far, tell us a little bit about yourself. What got you into soccer and how long have you been playing?
Yeah, I got into it since I was four, just a little kid. And then I started playing pretty competitively at 8 when I joined my first Premier League team, and just stuck with them ever since. And yeah, just been going through college and everything, and so it's been nice to be able to play and be in college too, so it's been fun.
Now, it's funny because I used to, and I'm definitely not tall enough to actually be a legit keeper, but I used to end up going to drop-in games and whatnot, and nobody wanted to play keeper, and so they'd be like, hey, we'll pay your entry fee, and so I would just play. When did you make the decision, and what made you decide that you wanted to play keeper?
Yeah, it's actually kind of funny. Your story and my story is pretty similar. When I was a kid, and like I said, I joined that first competitive team at 8. We didn't have a set keeper, so we all had to switch off. And I remember my mom saying hey, just if anyone doesn't offer, you should offer. Just step up and play if no one wants to. So, obviously nobody ever wanted to. So I just kept volunteering, and then I just got better and better. And then probably by the end of that year, I just stuck with it. All right, I'll just play keeper from now on. So,
I mean, the most exciting part about it is that when you play keeper, if you are keeping the team in it, and and then you get the big win, you are the hero. Of course, there's the other downside to that, right? That if everything you do is wrong if you lose. It was my favorite position to play. I love playing in hockey as well. And again, I'm not big enough. And so I was not good, but it was a fun position to play. So, who were some of your, when it comes to pros, who were some of the guys you looked up to as a kid who played that position, or maybe they played a different position?
Yeah. Kind of world known, I'd probably say Iker Casillas. I always really liked him. He was a little, not short by any means, but he's 6'1", so I always felt I could semi-relate to the guy. I was rooted for, the shorter keeper, not the monster in goal, that gave me some hope, I felt like. So, and then just a local guy, actually, his name's not that local. He played in the MLS for many years, probably one of the legends in the MLS. His name's Nick Raimondo.
Of course.
My sister actually babysat for his kids. So I got kind of close with him. He gave me some autographed gloves. He came to my 12th birthday party.
Oh my gosh.
And then oddly enough, this 2 summers ago, I got lucky enough to be able to go up and I got a train with Real Salt Lake for a couple months. And so I got a train with him. So it was kind of cool watching him and then start training with him daily. So it was a cool experience.
That's incredible. I mean, I don't think there's a keeper out there as a Sounders fan that we respect more than, besides, of course, the greats we've had, Keller and Stephen Fry. But, I mean, Nick Raimondo is just he's a good guy, a legend in American soccer. So that's incredible. That's so cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
For sure.
Now, what have you taken away so far from what you've seen in this preseason? What have you kind of seen with the team and with your position at goalkeeper and also the back line? Obviously you guys are feeling out stuff. It's still preseason. So what have been some of your biggest takeaways so far?
I think the biggest thing is just kind of how well we've been doing for being a first year team. Typically it takes a little bit for a program to develop,
Right.
So I think we kind of shocked some people in the sense that we put together a pretty good squad pretty quick. None of us have played together. Well, I shouldn't say none. Some of the guys have, but most of us haven't. Things keep evolving, and the back line kind of has been changing quite a bit, honestly. I mean, the only one that stayed pretty consistent is Kareem. He's pretty consistent back there, and Badu, both those guys. But the other ones have kind of fluctuated, and so it's been nice to see kind of a competition in the back line. It's nice to see people really competing for a spot there.
Yeah, and like you mentioned, it has been – you never know what to expect from a team who just came into the league, and you guys have been entertaining the fans, have been great fans. We talk about it every week on the podcast. This past weekend, you guys went down to Oregon, and not quite what you wanted, obviously, with a 2-0 loss to Alliance. But I talked about it last week that sometimes, you know, the preseason is about losing sometimes, so you can figure out some of the stuff you need to work through. Were there some things that you felt going on the road and having this happen this weekend? Were there some benefits of that?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I honestly think if you ask the coaching staff and the players that were there, we probably played the best 60 minutes of soccer we've played yet, where it stayed 0-0, you know. But we had, obviously being so far, we had a lot of guys that couldn't make it. So we only had two subs at one point. We got, like, Asa went down, Kareem went down with some injuries. So we only had a few subs, and we kind of ran out of steam. So I think if we were able to have a full-strength roster, it would have been a different game. But it just showed us that, you know, we can play really good soccer. But in respect to them, they were a great team as well. They did great. They hung with us, and then ultimately they had a full team, so they had fresh legs constantly. So, but yeah, I thought it was a huge learning situation for us that we can play some really good soccer when we want to.
And that's often the thing to remember too with some teams. You know, these leagues are it can be tough to, especially in preseason, to field a full team each week, especially when you have these longer road trips. And so sometimes you do end up that way, and it's a great testament to what you guys are to actually have been able to, with a short staff, you know, keep up with a like a hungry team down there as well. So, good job there. And now when you look, we talk about we're almost here approaching the preseason, and hoping that those injuries to Kareem and Ace are you know, not too bad, or whatever, because they've been playing well so far. Now, as we look forward to the regular season starting, do you get the feeling now after these weeks of preseason that you guys are finding your feet and you're ready for the regular season?
Yeah, I think we're all anxious to keep playing. We're waiting for a schedule to come out and just get after it. At that point, you know, we have a lot of talented kids, so. I think, honestly, we've yet to see or even close to our peak. We have a long way to go, and I really like what the Jets organization is doing. I'm impressed with how well they're running this, and just the professionalism that comes along with it, too, I think is really cool, a good opportunity. So come regular season, I think we'll be ready, and we'll be excited to get out there again.
And we talk about it every week. The fans are you know, very smart, intelligent soccer fans. They've got, you know, they've got the drum lines going. They've got everything happening there. So I can't wait to see what the regular season feels like as well with fans in Everett. That's going to be really, really exciting. So now when you look at all the teams in EPLY, is there one that stands out that when you do get that schedule in, you're going to circle and go, maybe it's an away trip, and you go, hey, this is a team I want to face?
That's a good question. No one in like particular. I think it'll be fun to play all the repeat teams again, and I think they'll be better. You know, we had some good wins, but I think they'll come back better too. So those repeat games will be exciting again, I think, to play some familiar faces, and you know they're going to be out for us again, because you know, anytime you lose to a team, you're always looking to kind of fight back. So I think those will be good games, ones that will be tough matches.
Absolutely. Well, I'm excited to watch all those as well. Before I let you go, I have two big questions for you. Who wins FA Cup and who wins Champions League?
Oh, man. You know, I guess I'll say I hope Chelsea wins the Champions League. Gotta always want an American to keep performing well.
Absolutely.
And so I think it'd be sweet to see Chelsea come out. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm with you there with Pulisic. One, I'm not a City fan, so I'm happy to watch them lose. No offense to any City listeners, love you. But yeah, as for the FA Cup, I wouldn't say I'm necessarily an outright Chelsea fan, so I kind of like the fact that Leicester gets another chance at maybe getting some silverware, because everybody might think that that. It's hard to think that a Premier League championship is a fluke, right? But yeah, people who might have thought that was just a weird year, it would be nice to see them win some hardware. But yeah, I agree with you, man. Pulisic just being, so good in Europe is just so much fun to watch. So it'd be nice to see a champion, a UEFA champion there.
Yeah, I agree with you. So I'm excited to watch. It'll be fun. I think, Man City's always they're so good and very talented when it comes to the final. So it'll be a good game, I think, though.
We got so much good. We got good MLS matchups coming up. We've got EPL WAS starting. Got, like we said, FA Cup, DFB Pokal, UEFA Championship. It's going to be awesome. So, well, thank you. Yeah, thank you so much, Will, for being on the show. It's always great having you guys and your insight on the games that have happened so far. And yeah, can't wait to see what happens next.
Yeah, thank you.